All right, friends, Peggy Hall back with you from thehealthyamerican.org. And if you're just joining me, I am streaming live. It's actually July 16th, 2025. And so many of you are asking me to cover the Texas floods. And let me just tell you, actually, I have posed a question in the title of this video. Are you being lied to? And let me just answer that question. Yes, you are. Now, that's going to be a hard truth for some people to swallow, especially kind-hearted, compassionate people that could never imagine that the media would lie to them. So I do hate to break it to you, but you're being lied to from many directions. And I'm going to give you a checklist in this video where you can take some of the very common calling cards, some of the traits. That's why I'm calling it a checklist. You can literally go through the checklist and you can apply it to so many of these events that are being splashed all over the headlines. Now, let me also state from the outset that I didn't really want to cover this topic because to me, it's the same old thing again and again, meaning the government inflicting, or whoever the bad guys are, inflicting or sensationalizing events that may actually be authentic, but magnifying them and using them to their own benefit. I did a lengthy video for you yesterday called How the Bad Guys Benefit. So you can get all of the information about that. I set that up as my first premise because the question is, why would people lie? Why would the government lie? Why would they benefit from this? I'm also not saying that what you're seeing on the media hasn't occurred, but I'm also not saying that it has. And I'm going to break that down for you in this video. And if you are a person that I'm not going to show you very many images because I don't want to re-traumatize people. But if you are a person that doesn't want to have your perspective challenged, if you already know all the answers, if you think that I'm far too skeptical and I should stop asking questions and I should just accept what I'm being shown on the media, this is not the video for you. So let me save you all, I don't know, well over half an hour. I think this is going to be a long video. So let me just save you some time from the go, and I wouldn't recommend that you watch this video. Also, don't watch this video if you just want a quick hit. This ain't TikTok, friends. I'm not on Instagram. You're not scrolling through to get the images and so forth. We're going to take our time. We're going to break down the information. And this is an opportunity for you to develop your critical thinking skills so that you can ask questions, dig deeper, and yes, have your perspective challenged. Do I have all the answers? Not at all. But I certainly have a lot of questions. And in my view, questions are the most important thing so that we can dig deeper and get to the truth of the matter and learn how to actually see the truth in all of the lies that we are being fed. So if you are a person that does not want to admit that you've been duped and you don't want to dig deeper and you don't want to broaden your knowledge, I wouldn't watch this video. And if you're telling me, get to the point, Peggy, well, this certainly isn't the channel for you at all, because I like to lay a premise so that you'll have a foundation for what I'm going to teach next. Yes, I've been a teacher all my life. So welcome on board as we dive deeper. As I say, I'm not going to spoon feed you this info. That's what the mainstream media does. I'm going to give you some of the calling cards of all sorts of events. And you can match that up with what you're seeing to determine whether or not you are being lied to. So let's first, again, establish a few premises, and then I will give you the checklist. So number one, the media exists not to bring you the news. I think you know that already. The media exists to manipulate, to propagandize, to traumatize, to terrorize, and to control you and me. And dare I say, the media exists to mock the ignorant. They are mocking us from all sides. They mock us with the numbers, with the dates, with the names of the people, the strange names. As a matter of fact, before I forget, back in, I think it was North Carolina, another one of these horrible incidences, and I'm not saying it didn't happen and that people didn't lose their lives and their livelihoods and their homes and all of that, but I will say that the government and the powers that shouldn't be sensationalize it, show you these traumatizing images, and then use that for their own ill-gotten gains. I believe it was back in the North Carolina event, and something I need to add to my checklist is hearing a reference to shoes. Ah, I got to jot that down. This will be in my Substack. So if you want the written checklist, that's peggyhall.substack.com. The Substack usually comes out a day or two following the broadcast of the video. In fact, yesterday's video, the Substack hasn't come out yet. There's so much to cover on this. So I thank you for your patience. In North Carolina, they talked about the shoes. In Pacific Palisades fire, they talked about shoes. They showed images of shoes. Trump talked about shoes, losing his shoes. In one of these weird bowling alley shooting bang bang events, the guy said that he was running barefoot and he couldn't find his shoes. So shoes are a very important symbol. Think about taking off the shoes at the airport, and now we're told we can keep them on. When you take off your shoes, you are submitting to the powers that shouldn't be. The bad guys now have conquered you. It's one of these ways of submitting to your master. There are so many other references to shoes, but I wanted to make sure that I mentioned that. And I'll have to go through my notes again, but I believe it was in the North Carolina floods that somebody talked about. They only had a pair of shoes left on the roof. And guess what the names of these individuals were? Stormy, S-T-O-R-M-I. And the other one, I think the last name was Dry. Yes, Drye. They're mocking you, friends, if you haven't guessed it already. You're going to say, Peggy, there you go again. You're blowing everything out of proportion. And my answer to you is, yes, I am, because that's how we can sift through the lies and get to the truth. And you gather clues and information. That's called evidence. And then you weigh the evidence to determine whether or not you can trust it and it's trustworthy. And you do the same with the witnesses. So unlike those that just want to see the news, or maybe even not see the news, but believe what they're, you know, people are talking about, I'm not one of those people. I like to dig beneath the headlines. And I think another good name for my channel would be The Healthy Skeptic, because yes, I'm skeptical about everything. Even if I'm seeing it with my own eyes, those could be actors. They could be put there to say and do these things. And with AI, we don't even know if what we're shown on the news is accurate. I'm going to share with you a couple of images in just a moment. Now, listen, no one wants to admit that they're ignorant. I don't want to. And that's why I seek information and I seek knowledge. Ignorance is simply a lack of information. But willful ignorance is where I draw the line. That's where people are not willing to look at the information. And I'm not talking about being obsessed and being on the news 24/7 and Instagram and TikTok. No, it's the exact opposite. I didn't even want to cover this story because the first little glimpse that I heard of Camp Mystic being a Christian camp. All right, friends, anyone who is a Christian knows that mysticism is the exact, it's anathema to Christianity. It's the exact opposite of Christianity. And when I heard that there were 27 victims, my heart goes out to them. If that is actually the case, I'm hoping that it isn't. That number also got my curiosity because 27, 7 and 2 is 9. It's that you're going to say, there you go again, Peggy, with your numbers. Yes, there I go again. And I'm going to show that to you in just a moment. So I don't want to be ignorant. And I also don't want to spend a lot of time on this because it's fatiguing. And I don't want the bad guys to steal my joy and my life essence when I already know that they are going to use this for their own gain, for their own narrative. So taking time to look at the information, yes, it takes time. It takes effort to look at reality, and it does take a strong constitution to have your assumptions challenged. So if you're on board, you know, that's what the Healthy American stands for, to get you out of the spin cycle, to get your feet back down to the non-spinning earth, and to help you read between the lies by improving your critical thinking skills. And critical thinking simply means asking questions and not accepting what is given to you at face value. You're looking for evidence. You're looking for the clues, the details, and matching them up with reality. And that's where a lot of people fall short. They are victims themselves to the fear and the chaos and the trauma, so their thinking mind cannot operate correctly. So when you're doing your critical thinking, you need to consider the biases, the motivations, the narratives, the agenda, and the propaganda of those that are spewing out this information. My goal on this channel is to help you reduce your anxiety and dread. So if you are a person who thrives on drama and you feel compelled to read every headline and you get outraged and you want to be outraged, perhaps as a distraction from your own life, whether you're focusing on what's going on in the Ukraine or Israel or other places where you have zero control, zero power, and zero influence. In that case, you really need to consider how much time you're spending on that, which is why I say I did a video for you yesterday, kind of just a surface level of this event. And I'm going to touch on just a couple of things generically that you can apply not only to this event, but to others. I don't want your attention, your energy, your essence, your joy, and your peace to be trampled on by the bad guys. I often say, don't give in, give up, or give over your freedom. And I could actually have that say, don't give in, give up, or give over your peace. Now, I'm a person who is fascinated by history. I have a degree in political science. I've studied history and politics. I've got a master's degree in international policy studies and law because I'm interested in things like tariffs and countries and political systems. So for me, it's not so much of a drain when I'm studying tariff charts and the price of steel and how tariffs actually are paid by you and me, the consumer, and how they harm the economy. For me, that's not a hardship because I'm fascinated by it. So you may say, well, Peggy, I'm fascinated by the news. So that's great. I just want you to know that I don't want to drive this obsession. I'm trying to have a balanced view here. So I will ask myself, and I would recommend you ask yourself, if chasing the latest headline and exposing yourself to the mainly orchestrated and sensationalized news, is that worth trading your peace for that? Did I say that correctly? I'll ask myself, is this worth giving my peace away? And in most cases, it's not. People will say, Peggy, I want to be informed. All right. What does that mean to be informed? And how does that differ from being obsessed? I went into more detail about that in my video yesterday about are you informed about what's going on in your own neighborhood? Are you taking time with your friends and neighbors and family members, or are you giving it all away out there? So I recommend setting reasonable boundaries. As I say, this video will probably be a little longer because there's so many things I want to go through, but I don't recommend more than an hour or so consuming the headlines. I think that's enough, especially when you know that the headlines are designed to manipulate, traumatize, terrorize, propagandize, and definitely control you all the while shaping the narrative to suit their own agenda. People say, Peggy, you're describing the Hegelian dialectic, which is problem. How does it go? Problem and solution. Help me out here, friends. There's a problem in the solution that they want you to. Problem, chaos, and solution, I guess it is. And that's exactly what we are saying. I had a couple of a previous video. Let me share my screen. I love getting your comments, friends, and I often embed them into my Substack. So this is the Substack that will be coming out in a day or two. And Dirk says, it's called programming for a reason. Tell a vision. Nefarious says, Hellavision is what I coined it. And Kathy and Swiss are both saying, tell lie vision. It's basically a lie. And that's how I see it, friends. So I do include an analysis of news on my channel, certainly. But my goal is not to have you obsess over the news and not to feel fear, dread, and anxiety, but to remind you to focus on things that you can control, like things in your own life, enjoy your life, all while not being bamboozled, duped, and hoodwinked by the bad guys. And it is despicable that these powers that shouldn't be are mocking the ignorant. I think that's what troubles me the most. When they have all their little symbols and their numbers and their crazy names and the dates, it's like, I can just see through this hogwash. And I know that many of you can as well. Now, one thing they do is they leave their calling cards, and that's what I'm going to refer to it, in their orchestrated events. This is how they can signal to others in the know that this is indeed something that they are in on. Now, when we're talking about weather, and yes, there are authentic events, there are storms, there are hurricanes, there's thunder, there's lightning, there's drought, there's flood. But you know, and I know that the weather can be manipulated. And if you don't know that, please watch my channel that has a playlist with probably well over a dozen videos all about weather manipulation. There are thousands of patents that you can do an internet search on and see the patents for weather manipulation. It's been going on probably for a century, if not longer. So There are things that do occur, and there are other events that are magnified and manipulated and used for the nefarious agenda of the New World Disorder, as I call it. Then there are events that probably never did happen, that are likely done through the magic of AI, and they're not authentic at all. No one was hurt. Or at least not to the extent that we're shown. I'm not saying the weather events because there are people on the ground, but some of the other events that happened in some far-flung areas where none of us can actually be there to validate and verify, it pretty much looks like AI. I'm going to show you a couple of images in just a moment. So unless I am there personally witnessing something with my own eyes, I actually don't know, and neither do you know, whether or not what we're being shown in the media is accurate. You could even witness a robber or a shooting or a kidnapping, and it could still have been staged with actors. So we don't know that these things are accurate or verifiable or authentic. So let me share this with you by way of explaining. You've probably seen some of these clips where the weather reporters are standing in what looks like waist-high water, or they're trying to keep their bearings in the wind. Let me share this with you. It's too good not to show. I told you this was going to be a long video. All right, let me share my screen. Here we go. So this is from the Weather Channel. Is it going to play? All right. I'll have to have this in my Substack. These guys are walking by normally, and this guy's pretending that he's getting blown over by the wind, and these guys behind him are just fine. Anderson Cooper, do I have this for you? I guess it's an image. Anderson Cooper also was standing in waist deep water, and this guy's standing in ankle deep water, and there were other people, I guess, rowing by in a boat. And Anderson Cooper goes on to say that I can't believe people were questioning whether or not I was faking this, and he never admitted that he was, and he obviously was. So this happens again and again and again. You know, back in the day, I actually liked to track the weather, and here or there, you know, I'd be at the gym or getting my nails done, and there the Weather Channel would be on. And I started to realize all it was doom and gloom, and really fear mongering, weather mongering, if you will, to try to make people more afraid of what was going to happen. And I would, so let me go on a little bit more, because I do have a couple of points. I think I'm trying to put them in order, but we know that we've also seen the green screens that the so-called war correspondents are using. It looks like there's a war going on behind them, and they're actually in the United States with the green screen behind them. I think a lot of what we're seeing is green screen. And don't get me started on the number of crisis actors that are paid to pretend that they were victims at these events, whether it was the Super Bowl, there was a parade going on. Oh my gosh, I can't even keep track of how many of these events have occurred. And the witnesses who are smiling and smirking and probably in the back of their mind thinking about the paycheck that they're going to get. And yes, don't, you know, forget that there are people that are paid to do this. There are actors who are willing to do anything for money. I wouldn't be surprised if there are criminals who are being told that they will have their sentence shortened if they participate in this. And hey, they're criminals, so they don't care about lying and cheating people, you know, pretending that they were harmed. We all know about the GoFundMe accounts. I'm going to share that with you in just a moment in terms of a Corey Comparatore. Or yes, they spelled his name wrong, didn't they? Well, never mind. We never got an explanation for that. There are others, as I say, that might actually be in prison right now, and they're told that they have to participate in this, or they're given the option to do so. There are people who really believe in what they're told. They believe in climate change, and so they're happy to go on TV and talk about these horrible storms that were caused by climate change because they believe in that. It's basically their religion. So there are people that will talk about gun control, and they'll show up and be paid for protesting against Israel or Palestine or what have you. Plenty of these are, we used to call them rent-a-cops, right? At the mall, these are rent-an-actor, rent-a-protester. You don't know whether just by looking at something on the news, whether or not this is sincere. So we need to look at the clues. Think of yourself as an investigator, a detective, and you need to take all the information, weigh the information, match it up against reality. And I'm going to give you this checklist so that you won't be bamboozled, duped, and hoodwinked. I think it's fascinating. I would rather admit that I was lied to than to continue to be lied to. That's just me. That's one of the biggest obstacles people have, is they don't want to admit that they had the wool pulled over their eyes. Let me know in a comment, if you woke up and you said, hey, I was having the wool pulled over my eyes. I believed this event and that event until I looked at it with critical thinking. Friends, I also recommend give yourself some time. So today's July 16th. This event that you want me to talk about happened on July 4th. That's another calling card. They will have these events happen on holidays that normally should be happy. And now and forever, that date, July 4th, is going to be associated in some people's minds with Camp Mystic. And it's very tragic that that they have planted that on top of this date. Other names and things that have been trampled on, such as Camp Fire in California. They named one of the natural fires the Camp Fire. Well, when I was a child, I did go away to camp. Well, really, not really a child, but when I was a young teen, I went away to camp. And even camping with my family, and you had songs around the campfire and you made s'mores, and the campfire was a happy time for many people. Now they've slapped on this horrendous, unfathomable event on top of a phrase like campfire. So now that has been tainted. Paradise, California. No longer paradise. That was burnt to the ground. So this is another way of mocking and just literally rubbing your nose in it. So it really, really troubles me. So what we need to do is look at all of the evidence. We need to look at the witnesses. We need to look at the calling cards. We need to look at the feasibility and possibility of these things actually happening, not in our frenzied emotional mind, but in our sober, rational mind. And we need to remember that the bad guys are not rational. So some people will say, why would they do this? You're asking me to explain why someone would kidnap, rob, hijack a car. They're not normal, all right? These are psychopaths. So there's not always an answer for why they do this. But we do know that the trauma and the terror is a big part of it. So number one, I may have mentioned this earlier, whether manipulation exists when we're looking at what happened in Texas. Now, there were people that came out to say, yes, I was a part of the cloud seeding. I don't even know if that's a misdirection. As I say, I'm not even going to give my life essence too much to this. I've taught you on this channel for several years about being critical thinkers, so you can take some of the premises that I'm going to share with you and apply them to what you're seeing. So many YouTubers have covered the enormity of weather manipulation. It is out there. I've got dozens of videos on my channel, so we can establish the fact that weather was manipulated. Is God more powerful than the weather manipulators? Absolutely. Would God allow something to occur? Yes, he has given us free will, hasn't he? If you're a Bible believing Christian, that likely is one of your doctrines, that we have free will and there is evil in the world and evil will be perpetrated, whether or not God can calm the storms. And again, number two, the powers that shouldn't be want to terrorize people. And we can agree that true terror of this actually happening is so traumatizing, and our hearts go out to those, especially those where we feel when we feel helpless to help those who need it. So we've seen it again and again and again. There have been fires, natural fires, intentional fires, droughts, hurricanes that haven't been seen before, tornadoes in numbers that were never seen. So they're using this for their climate change narrative. So again, I just did that video about how the bad guys benefit. So they're mentally ill and we can't always know their evil ways. But here is the checklist for you to check reality against the scripted reality. Why did I just spend 20 minutes giving you that lead-in? Because the checklist wouldn't make sense to those who just want to dismiss it without understanding the premise. So here we go. When you're looking at an event, the calling cards. Number one, dates and times are often repeated, and they often match numbers that are important to the evildoers. So remember 9/11, 9/11. Other numbers that they like include 6 and variations such as 23 because 2 times 3 is 6, or 15. You reduce that down and that comes out to 6. They especially love 3 sixes in a row. So they'll mention that something happened at 6 o'clock and there were 6 inches of flood water and 6 people were being rescued. That could be sincere, but I am going to tuck that clue away to see if the preponderance of evidence is showing that this is an orchestrated event. They also love nines because 9 is like an inverted 6. And another favorite calling card is the number 33, because 33 is the high level of Masonry. And if you're not familiar with Freemasons, I recommend that you do some search, an internet search, or go on YouTube. There are plenty of people that have broken down this secret society that unfortunately a lot of the bad guys are a part of. And 33 is an important number to them. And we also see 13 pop up again and again. Now, stranger than the actual number, because you may say, Peggy, that's ridiculous. It's just a coincidence. Fine. Stranger still is the story surrounding it. Like someone actually remembers, oh, I left my home at 6:33. Like you're going to know that you're running out the door in a catastrophe and you looked at your clock and it just happened to say 6:33. This is what's strange to me. It's not the number. It's that the people are going to remember it and that it's being reported in the news as if it's something important. That to me is the bigger picture that makes me go, huh, that just doesn't add up. It's reported for no logical reason. The second thing on my checklist is the conflicting stories. Confusion keeps people engaged and it hijacks the rational mind because you're trying to figure out, did they say how many people was it? What did it happen? Wait, where were the staging areas? Were they rescued? How? Your mind is being carried off, so you're not able to see the bamboozle. Confusion keeps you confused, and it is probably the most powerful tool of the enemy that there is. So the conflicting stories, and you never get the right answer. The other thing that always troubles me is, how were these TV cameras on the scene? And they were staged so perfectly. Where were they? How did they get that picture? Who took that picture? Why don't we know the name of the person? And if we're ever told the name of the person, it's a strange one, like Money Maker. Yeah, I'm sure that's a name they like and never have changed. I mean, you just can't make this stuff up. How did the camera person know to be there? And how is that cameraman not at risk or a threat of danger like the other people were? How can this footage be verified? How do we know it was not taken at an earlier date? Stick with me. I'm going to share with you some footage that looks pretty much the same as what happened like nearly 40 years ago. At a flood in the same area of Texas. Yeah, how do you like them apples? How do we know that this footage wasn't created by AI? And for heaven's sakes, why is the footage so grainy and horrible? I'm going to show you some pictures that we can see the sun and we can see Jupiter, but we can't see somebody 10 or 20 feet from us. It doesn't make sense. Well, the flip side of all of this TV coverage, how is there no like on the ground cell phone footage from people who actually were there in this day and age where people are filming themselves, cleaning their bathrooms. Oh yeah, there's all sorts of videos on YouTube of people cleaning their homes, of putting on makeup as they're talking. They're videotaping themselves. They're publishing it on social media. They're showing you what they ate for breakfast, lunch, and dinner, but they don't have a picture of this horrible event, or it looks like a staged piece of footage. So there's very little verifiable first person cell footage. The names of the characters here. Here's another part on my checklist. The names of the characters are strange. I told you about Stormy and Dry in the North Carolina. I'm sure there are more. As I say, that was just the surface level. I saw it. I'm like, bingo. I know something is not adding up here. I don't really need to spend the rest of my day looking at all of that because that already was a huge red flag. You know what a red flag is, right? Please leave a comment if you can describe what that is. People want to ignore the red flags. So the names of the camp managers and owners, Dick and Tweety. How many of you know somebody named Tweety? Yeah, it's a really common nickname, isn't it? And then there are, in this event and others, the AI generated names and faces, where the faces look so creepy and like they resemble each other. The names will have a strange repeating sequence. And I'm just going to share this with you. This is going to come out on my Substack. So there's a lot of inconsistencies with how the names are spelled. Remember back in the day, there was that Oh my gosh, that Pfizer brouhaha where the guy Jordan Tristan, and it was spelled a million different ways, part of the confusion, part of the script. So let me share my screen because this is something I'd like you to see. So here we go. Lindsay McLeod McCrory was the mother of a victim that we're told, Blake Lee McCrory. People magazine reports that Blakely's father, Blake. Okay, come on. AI's not more sophisticated than that. That's kind of strange. He died in March after a brief battle with cancer. There are so many sad stories that were being shown. I can't verify that they're true, and I can't verify that they aren't true. But you can be sure that People magazine and others are going to continue to trot out these stories. And oh, her uncle was called Chance, Chanse. So they're very strange spelling. And again, this is just the tip of the iceberg. I'm not going to spend a lot of time. You can do the digging. You can take a look at the names of the characters, see if they're spelled differently. I wouldn't be surprised if later this Lindsay is spelled with an A, and they do that on purpose, harder to track down. Oh, the other thing is, these people have no social media footprint. They're not on Facebook, they're not on Instagram. You see one or two images of them again and again and again. In this day and age, you don't have like a million photos of yourself. Okay. Don't forget Corey Campora Tori. You guys didn't like it when I kind of poked fun at the name. And my heart goes out, as I say, to anyone that was sincerely injured in the making of these movies. I mean, it's horrible. And only on his fire department jacket, his name was misspelled. Comprator with no A between the R and the T. And a pair, oh, and look at, there's a little bonus, 27, which equals 9. And how sad that there were 27 children that perished in that story that we're told, that 27 pops up a lot, friends. And Trump didn't say anything about the misspelling. In fact, no one was ever given an explanation as to why that had a misspelling. Confusion, misdirection, and mocking you. All right. The last names of parents in these stories are often different. Like that woman had two last names. There are people that have two last names. I know that even in certain cultures, you have three or four last names, but sometimes they have a completely different last name and no explanation is ever given. Often we don't even hear from the actual direct family. We hear from relatives or friends, like a neighbor or an aunt or a grandparent. That other weird story of, again, I didn't even cover it because I could see right through it. That, round-faced little boy girl that was defending himself, and it was the grandmother that should actually look like grandpa. Like, where were the parents? Like, why was grandpa in the courtroom? I think you know who I'm talking about. All right. There are so many heart-wrenching stories of the victims, and Lord forgive me if they're true. I hope that they aren't. I emphasize that these are unbelievable because they can't be believed. In fact, they shouldn't be believed, some of that. We see this again and again with these orchestrated events. Someone was just engaged, or they were about to have a baby, or they wrote a letter to a loved one, or they just happened not to be there that day. Could these things happen? Of course they could. To the extent that we're being told, to the heart-wrenching. Let me show you this one here. Yeah, here's another one. Okay. Usually it has to do with children and animals. Here's another one. Survivors of the Texas flood tragedy include family of 33. They had to put that story in, not 32, not 31. Yeah, many of us have families of 33, a woman and her dogs. More stories of resilience, resilience, that perfect New World Disorder word. Now, I didn't even take the time to watch this, but you can do so if you want. What does her shirt say? URSUS. I also look at the logos. I look at the shirts. I look at the colors. I can't make out what's on his hat. But why did they share this number? Why did they share this story? To me, and maybe to you, because you're a person of discernment, you realize like that's another calling card. Why would they use the number 33? Out of all the stories they could share, that is pretty weird. So all the heart-wrenching stories, how did the media get a hold of these stories? You're telling me that a victim in their greatest time of grief and anguish and soul-wrenching despair. They're so distraught that they're going to call up the media and offer their story and show up dry-eyed and chipper. Doesn't add up to me, friends. All right. You have to look for these unbelievable stories. Now, here I gave you, or I'm going to give you, a couple of other references where you can read, because people did a lot of good work connecting the clots, as I say. And this happened to be with this brand new rescue swimmer lifeguard that was put in charge of the rescue. Now, what we're going to do is actually watch this one together. And let's see if I actually, let me cue it up for you, because this was quite strange to me. It's just a couple of minutes, and let me get this going. Okay, share my screen. Let me know if you saw this. And it's kind of like one of the other stories where the first responder looks like he came out of central casting. In other words, many people would find the individual attractive, and you're like, oh, and you're kind of mesmerized by the appearance. And you're like, wow, this is an American hero. And I also want you to look at this footage, because I'm going to show you some footage from 1987. And we're going to take a look at that in just a moment, but let's watch this first. Here we go.
I got on scene, boots on the ground, can't miss it. Kind of discovered.
Let me make sure I don't have it too fast. I have it normal speed. Okay. The Coast Guard rescue swimmer describes his rescue operation at Camp Mystic. Look at the quality of the photos. Let's start again.
I got on scene, boots on the ground, Camp Mystic. Kind of discovered I was the only person there as far as like first responders go. So yeah, I had about 200 kids mostly.
Is it just me, or does that picture look weird? Does that look weird? The reason I say it's weird is because, let's take a look here. So this brand new rescue swimmer, Coast Guard, was put in charge of the rescue. He's only been qualified for 6 months. And this is what we can see. This is a new image of the sun. Yes, because you can have a camera take a picture of the sun. Didn't you know? Oh, it's awesome. My phone doesn't even work if I leave it in a hot car. So I don't know how they got the camera to take a picture of the sun, but I digress. Here's one, a picture of Jupiter during Perijove. I'm sure that means something. And of course it's 72, because 7 and 2 is the inverse of 27, and that equals 9, but I digress. Look at this crystal clear picture of Jupiter, and look at this crystal clear picture of the rescue mission. Don't tell me that's Photoshop or AI. AI could do a much better job. As a matter of fact, they're mocking you, friends. They're mocking you. Here we go. Let's continue, shall we?
All scared, terrified, cold, having probably the worst day of their life.
What is that? Was that a child? What even was that? Okay, here's our crisis actor. Scott Ruskin. Not to be confused with Russian.
Kind of need to triage them, get them to a higher level care.
Now, I don't know if it's just me, but it looks like he's reading from a script. His eyes are going and reading from a script, especially when he's asked questions. And it might just be me, but he seems a little too chipper in his delivery of the lines.
And get him off the flood zone with a lot of the US 60 Army helicopters.
Talk about how that works. You got 165, close to 200 kids there. How do you get them out? Just one by one?
Yeah, sir. It's a great question. So the United States Army National Guard was landing their 60s with Task Force One.
He's not even answering the question. He's reading off the script. I know you can see it.
Some of their rescue swimmers, and they were able to land. We kind of came up with two different landing zones. There's one off an archery field and then one at a soccer field. So, yeah, we were able to kind of land those 60s in there. And then I was kind of the main guy as far as, like, grabbing people, usually, like, 15 to 10 kids at a time.
Usually, yeah, usually. That's a weird word to use.
Maybe one adult with them and bringing them over to those 60s and getting them to a different LZ that was kind of safe and had more first responders than just myself.
And then he's using things that we wouldn't understand, like 60s. I guess the LZ is the landing zone, but it's just a little too polished for my liking.
Had you ever done this before?
No, this is my first one. I haven't had any cases before. I've been a rescue swimmer for about a year. Fully trained for about 6 months.
Fully trained for 6 months.
So yeah, this is my first experience, but I really just kind of relied on the training we get. Coast Guard rescue swimmers get some of the highest level.
That's where it looks like he's reading right here.
Training in the world. So really just kind of relied on that, and that, you know, just knowing that any of the rescue swimmers in the Coast Guard would have done the exact same, if not better than me. So
training is one thing, but this is the real deal.
Yeah, this is definitely the real deal. But I just remembered that, you know, when I got on scene, there was, you know, 200 kids looking to someone for some sort of comfort and safety. They don't really know what my experience is or my rank or my age. They just know, hey, this guy's a professional and he's here to help us. And I kind of had to live up to that standard. But yeah, the real heroes, I think, were too the kids on the ground. Like, those guys are heroic, and, you know, they were dealing with some of the worst times of their lives, and they were staying strong. And that helped inspire me to.
I guess we need Texas Strong t-shirts, too. Yeah, we need that. So how is it that, well, let's do this. So we looked at that footage. Let's take a look at this now, shall we? This is from a Healthy American, sent me this. And 1987. Somebody can calculate that for me. Let's watch this. Same location. Here we go.
In Texas happened 30 years ago?
Oops. You see, I do double speed. Okay, let's go back.
Did this same exact flood in Texas happen 30 years ago in the same exact river? And did a Christian summer camp full of girls also go missing back then?
Good evening. It was a nightmare in broad daylight in South Texas today when a bus and a van carrying campers were caught in high waters en route to a rafting expedition. 43 people tried to reach high ground. They were swept away, most of them teenagers, and 33 have been...
33! I guess I could have predicted that.
Rescued. NBC's Jane Peterson reports from Comfort, Texas, which is just south of San Antonio.
Rescue efforts began almost immediately.
Is it just me, or does that look like the footage we just saw?
To save the teenagers.
Okay. I'm doing this live, friends. Let's go back and look at this other one. Let's go back. Peggy, all helicopter rescues look like that. You're making too big of a deal out of it. Why is the footage like that? Why can't it be more clear if we can see the sun and Jupiter?
I got on scene, boots on the ground, Camp Mystic.
That's all they showed us.
I discovered I was the only person there as far as like first response.
And I don't understand this picture.
Kids mostly.
I don't get it. I really don't, you guys. Let's go back to this Facebook one. I think it looks the same.
Floundering in the swirling Guadalupe River. Helicopters pulled some of the teenagers from trees. Most of the victims hung on and reached safe ground.
It's hard to get to them through the trees. So what's the next step?
We're gonna try again.
Get out there and try. He doesn't seem too distraught.
The teenagers were being evacuated from Camp Pot of Gold, a Baptist church camp, during a
drive. It was not Camp Mystic. It was Camp Pot of Gold. Yeah. Note to self, don't send your children to a camp in Texas in the flood zone.
Storm. It had begun early this morning, dumping about 11 inches of new water into the...
11. You know what? I'm going to leave that for you on my Substack, because the point of this video was to help you have the checklist so you can hear the 11, the 33, the smiling witnesses. And there's a couple other things on my checklist that I wanted to share with you. So again, we've got strange witnesses with stories that don't add up. This happens again and again and again. Witnesses that seem too coached, too chipper, describing what they're going from. Where did these witnesses come from? I'm not talking about the Coast Guard guy. I'm talking about actual witnesses that show up and say, I lost my home and I was the neighbor and this and that. Did they reach out to the media to be interviewed? Is that what you would do if you were just terrorized, traumatized, experiencing unfathomable grief and anguish? You would go on TV with your dry eyes or the fake Robbie Parker tears? Really? Why? I find that very, very odd. The other thing is, you need to be on the lookout for the GoFundMe pages that are going to be popping up everywhere. And people wonder why. Why would somebody lie? Why would somebody lie about this, Peggy? Let's take a look at Corey's GoFundMe page, shall we? Heaven's sakes, 1.3 $1 million. 3-9. Now, I don't know if that's faked, but it sure is interesting because 3-9s is 666 and 13 right there. I'm not saying that could totally be a coincidence, but you got to admit the GoFundMes pay off, don't they? Yeah. I forgot to mention t-shirts. There will be t-shirts as well. So now there are other things that just simply don't add up in this story. As I mentioned at the beginning of the broadcast, the so-called Camp Mystic. That right there was a red flag. And I'm like, okay, this story, maybe there has been a flood. Maybe people have died and they have lost their homes. I can't say that that didn't happen. And my heart sincerely goes out to those who have suffered through this trauma and tragedy, orchestrated though it may be, or magnified and enhanced though it may be. But this story of the Mystic Camp and calling it a Christian camp just didn't sit well with me. It would be like, oh, it's... you know, Satan's little, it's just like, it's so bizarre to me. No, it's not a Christian camp because they don't believe in mysticism. That right there is a disconnect. It's the exact opposite. Christians are called to reject mysticism. So I hope you caught that one. We're told that that camp is in a known flood zone and second graders go to the camp. How old are you in second grade? Like 7 or something? Is that so creepy and bizarre to me? That you would send a 7-year-old off to this kind of creepy camp with Dick and Tweety, and it's in a flood zone. And they didn't have any like rescue plans for them. I find that very strange. Yeah. So let me know what I've left out, friends. I want to wrap up here. I think that's a pretty long checklist. Some of the other events, you know, the bang bangs, there's always the, you know, they've got their, what is it called? Their mission statement, where they, their manifesto, this is why I did it. And you find all of the, you know, other bang bangs in their house. And they somehow are really good sharpshooters, even though like if you practice aiming and using one of these bang bangs, it's actually very difficult to hit a target. And somehow they're really good at it from far distances and they're able to load and reload and all. And all these things you can see when you think about it after the event. That's why I didn't even want to talk about this a week ago or 10 days ago, because it's too close. People would not be able to see it. They would lose their ever loving minds if I were to question any of it. As I say, I don't even like to do this. I don't like to use my time and or waste my time on these events that at a glance, I know that it doesn't add up for me. Let me know in a comment what I have missed. There are many other calling cards of the bad guys. And oh, the other thing I have to say, this happens to me personally. People that have never been on the channel or have never emailed me in their life, they email me and they tell me that they were at the hospital and that they know somebody that worked at the hospital. And when I ask them for the person's name and the location and when they were there, I never hear from them again. So be on the lookout for those that were eyewitnesses to the event and it somehow doesn't add up. Usually it's somebody knows somebody who knows somebody. And I'm not saying that there are not tragedies, authentic tragedies, but I am saying that the points that I made don't add up. Why do they do that? Well, you can't really explain psychopaths and sociopaths and evil, but we can outrun it when we do not allow these events to steal our peace. On that note, friends, I'll take a look at your comments. I will incorporate them into my Substack that is over at peggyhall.substack.com. Can't wait. Nancy said seventh grade is not 7-year-olds. Second grade, Nancy. Hello, second grade. You guys crack me up in this chat, seriously. And I want to thank the moderators for being on board because they have to keep this stream flowing as well. I love this. I want to end on this note. Madeline, thank you for this very thoughtful comment. Demons feed on the fear vibration. This must be why God told us not to fear. Amen. I love that. That's why I say I approach this video with a little trepidation because I don't want to feed into it. I'm not going to show you the images. Showed you a couple of the things that don't add up. You can take the checklist, add to it. Let us know what I've missed out on. And then join me over at my Substack, peggyhall.substack.com. Tomorrow is Thursday, my last video of the week. And I like to have a broadcast that's a little more lighthearted. So I won't be covering hard news, but I hope that you'll be on board for some encouragement and, inspiration and positivity. And that also is how we can outwit the nitwits. Thank you so much, everybody, for being on board. And I look forward to seeing you in tomorrow's broadcast.